സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം പേജ് 70 വേഴ്സ് 95. യഥാ രജ്ജും പരിത്യജ്യ സർപ്പം ഗൃഹാതി വൈ ഭ്രമാത് തദ്വത് സത്യമഭിജ്ഞായ ജഗത് പശ്യതി മൂഢധീഹി. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ നെഗേറ്റിംഗ് പ്രാരബ്ധ പരയജ്ഞാനി, ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് പ്രാരബ്ധ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് can be there, but prarabdha is falsified from absolute standpoint. Just as we see the sunrise experience, when we see sunrise, we experience as though sun is rising. But cognitively, we understand there is no sunrise. Similarly, we experience, even the jnani also experience vyadhi, jara, marana from body standpoint. All pleasure and pain experiences are also will be there for jnani. Favorable, unfavorable experiences bound to be there. But factually, they are not there, like sunrise. They are only experiences. Every experience need not be real, need not be fact. Therefore, prarabdha is falsified. Prarabdha mithyatva nischayaha. That's what he says. Through example, he presents. Yatha rajyum parityajya. This is the famous example, classical example in scriptures. Once you miss the rajju, the snake, a rope, rajju means rope, parityajya, having given up, means not seeing the rope as rope, missing the rope, ityarthaha. Sarpam grinhati, people take it as snake. Sarpam means snake. Grinhati, he experienced the snake there. Why he experienced the snake there? Brahmat, because of delusion, because of manda andhakara, twilight. It is not fully bright, it is not fully dark. That is the cause for Brahma, delusion. Tadvat, similarly, satyam avijnaya. Satyam means Brahma Chaitanyam. Aham Brahma asmi avijnaya. Not knowing his or her own real nature, Brahman nature, the reality, the truth. സത്യം അവിജ്ഞായ മൂഢധീഹി ജഗത് പശ്യതി. ദി ഡൽ വിറ്റഡ് പേഴ്സൺ, മൂഢധീഹി മീൻസ് ഹൂസ് ഇന്റലക്ട് ഈസ് കൺഫ്യൂസ്ഡ് ആർ ഡെല്യൂഡഡ്. മൂഢധീഹി കിം പശ്യതി ജഗത് പശ്യതി അപ്പാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ വൺ സീസ് ദ വേൾഡ്. ജഗത് പശ്യതി മീൻസ് വേൾഡ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ഈസ് ദർ for an ajnani in the place of Brahman. Instead of seeing the world as Brahman, he is seeing the Brahman as world. Instead of seeing the snake as rope, he is seeing the rope as snake. snake. Seeing the snake as a rope means what? The deluded vision of snake, he has to see as it is rope. Similarly, people are ignorant people. Mudadhihi means ignorant person. Atma Ajnani sees the Brahman not as Brahman but as the world. Jagat Pashyati. Once Jagat Pashyati Kim Bhavati, all problems of the Jagat also real. Once world is real, the problems in the world is also real. So what? Problems are in the world only. What is there now? Your body, mind also comes within that Jagat only, matter. So your body, mind also comes within the fold of Jagat. So Jagat Pashyati means looking at this body, mind also real. Looking at the world experience as real. So body, mind is also real. Body problems also real. Mental problems also real. Mind is also real. Everything is realo real. Pongalo pongal madri, realo real. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now this is the ignorant person's mind set. Now come to wise person. How wise person sees? Rajju rupe parijnate. Sarpakhandam natishthati. Adhisthane tadha jnate. Prapanch shunyatam gatah. Rajju rupe parijnate sati. Once a person sees the rope as a rope, Rajju rupa means the Rajju, its form, its shape, its nature, Rajju rupe parijnate. Once he knows that as it is rope, sarpakhandam na tishthati, the snake part will not stand or remain there. Snake will not remain. Sarpakhandam means snake. He will not see the snake there upon the rope. Why? He has got rope knowledge. Once rope knowledge comes, snake, Brahma won't be there. Similarly, first line is Drishtantam. Second line is Darshtanta. Similarly, Tatha, similarly, Adhisthane Jnate Sati, Sati Saptami. At the time of knowing the substratum, Adhisthanam, Adhisthanam of the Jagat, the substratum, the source, Adhisthanam of this world, Jnate. Prapancha shunyatam gataha. Prapancha won't be there, experientially there, but factually not there. Once you know chain as gold, you have the experience of chain, but you see only gold. I am seeing gold only. Experientially chain, what is the substratum? Gold is the substratum. Then the substratum of the chain is gold alone. Really speaking, gold alone is there, chain is not there. Abharanam shunyatam gataha. Abharana is not there really, factually, experientially there. Experientially there, but really not there. Thought is really there or experientially there? Experientially there. Really what is there? Clay alone is there. Once you know clay alone is there, afterwards, after knowledge also, pot experience continues. Pot experience continues, but what is the difference? Your intellect or cognitively you understand there is no pot really. Even though pot is experientially there, but your intellect is so agile, it understands, even though I am seeing the pot really, there is no pot. So there is no pot really is called shunyata. Shunyata means pot shunyata. Pot is not there. Similarly, jagat shunyata, prapanchaha shunyata means the world. Shunyata means not becoming empty. Shunya means empty. Here, shunyata means not empty. World experience is continuing. I am continuously seeing the world, but world is not there really. Real world is not there. Unreal world I am experiencing. Unreal pot I am experiencing. Unreal chain I am experiencing. Similarly, unreal world I am experiencing. Unreal body I am experiencing. Upon what? To experience one unreal, there must be some real. The logic is here. To experience unreal part, that unreal thing to experience, there must be one real substratum. So the unreal part can be experienced on real clay. Unreal part can be experienced on real clay. Similarly, unreal chain can be experienced on real gold. No unreal entity can be experienced without the real substratum. Similarly, the unreal world can be experienced only when there is real Brahman. Only when there is real source substratum, the unreal entity can be experienced. So, whatever I experience is unreal. Since unreal thing is experienced by me, there must be some real entity. That real is Brahman alone. Therefore, Brahman alone is Satyam. Jagat is unreally experienced by me. That is the way we have to understand. Look into the second line. Adhisthane jnate. The moment I understand the Brahma Chaitanyam, how I understand Brahma Chaitanyam? Here, I close my eyes, some light comes. It pervades the whole body. Not like that. The moment body, mind, complex, every nama rupa is having arrival and departure, they don't have their own existence. There is no independent satta. The satta of the every object, that means the satta, the existence of every object belongs to Brahman. So existence of every object is belong to Brahman only, Brahma Chaitanyam. The easiness in every object. Similarly, here I amness. In this body, amness. In other objects, easiness. She is, he is, it is, that is. I is and chollakudad. I am the amness. What am I belongs to matter. I am is Brahman. That is called shunyatam gataha. If you don't understand in this manner, the easiness, the satta, the existence in every object, which is invisible. You understand the easiness through the object. Now, when you look at the clip, you have to understand the easiness, not clip. Clip nama rupa is anityam. It is mithya. There is no clip at all. There is only plastic. There is no clip. entire universe, every object you take, there is no such an object at all. In what we do, every object is real. Pot, you said, where is pot? Tell me now. Similarly, clip. If I show this, what is this? Clip. Where is the clip? There is no clip at all. Only plastic. What is plastic? Plastic is also only matter. Atoms. Only assemblage. Molecules, particles. So like that you go on doing analysis, nothing can remain like onion. Onion, you remove, peel out one layer, second layer, third layer, fourth layer. Where is onion? No onion. Which one is onion? Outer layer, middle layer, inner layer. No onion. Onion is the best example. Like that. Adhishtane jnate prapanchaha shunyatam gataha. Here shunyatam means satyatvam gone. Reality gone. This is called jivan muktihi. This is jivan muktihi. Rupini muktihi. In sadarshanam language we call it as rupini muktihi. Understand what is Rupini Muktihi? Rupams you see, but you are free from all Rupams. Rupini Muktihi. All forms you are experiencing, all Bommala Kulu you are experiencing, first step, second step, third step. And the people take that Kulu as real. And the watching, the person who is watching is also real. The body is real for that person, factual. What we say? Body is unreal, everything is unreal, all bommai, unreal. Made out of what? Clay. That is why in Kolu, why they keep all with clay dolls, you know. Really speaking, clay dolls only you have to keep. What it represents? The whole teaching represents there. You are seeing only clay, not Lakshmi, not Saraswati, not Vinayaka, not Perumal. You are seeing only clay. As you are seeing the Bommala Kolu, fruits are there, vegetables are there in colors, same Pavakkai. Correct, avade irukum color. Bitter gourd. Looks like same. You want to eat it? It is not the pavakai, it is only clay. They are doing with wax. So, no fruit is real, no doll is real there. The substratum is only clay. Like that. Good example. Navaratri, no? Therefore, all clay, when you are seeing the Bommala Kolu, Vedantic student, Aprokshanubhuti student, should do what? Don't tell others. When all other people are sitting, you need not tell them. You just see the Bommala Kolu, all bommais are nothing but only clay. Adhisthanam. Different forms of clay. Clay is satyam. If you keep clay, nobody will come to Kolu. If you keep clay without colors, without form, without name, nobody will come and sit. Therefore, we put what? Lot of design, lot of forms, lot of colors, attraction, everything we do, and we enjoy. See, what is satyam? Clay alone is satyam. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Kulu bomma is not satyam. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Adi madri, whole jagat is like a kulu. Whole world is like a Bommala Kolu. What is satyam? Seven lokas, no? Here also. Upper lokas, lower lokas, and steps. Padi. Adhemaadi here lokas. The whole Kolu represents nothing but maya, prapancham, nama rupa. Mrittika ityeva satyam madri. Brahman, jagat, karanam, jagat, Bommala Kolu. Okay? Next shloka. Dehasyapi prapanchatvat. பிராரப்தாவஸ்திதிஷ்குதஹ. அஜ்ஞானி ஜனபோதார்த்தம் ப்ராரப்தம் வக்தி வைஸ்ருதிஹி. Once prarabdha is not there, it is not real. When you are telling, why Shruti is talking about prarabdha? From tattva bodha onwards you are teaching clearly what is prarabdha. From sanchita, one bit little has come to exhaust it, and it you are explaining so much. What for? When shastra is negating prarabdha, why shastra talking about prarabdha is a question, genuine question. Yes, when prarabdha is not there, you should not introduce prarabdha. Why Upanishad is introducing? Now Shankaracharya says Upanishad is using for what purpose? Ajnani jana bodhartham, for the sake of teaching for ignorant people. Bodhartha means for the sake of teaching. For whom? Ajnani jana, ignorant people who are thinking I have prarabdha, I have bad prarabdha, I have good prarabdha. Punyanna good prarabdha, illena bad prarabdha. People are thinking like that. For those people's sake only prarabdham shruti hi vakti. Prarabdha topic shruti introduce. Why means don't take English why. Why means it is prasiddham. For ajnani people, when they are thinking there is arabdham karma, karma is there, in that karma also prarabdha karma is going on. For those people's sake shastra use that method. First line you see, dehasyapi prapanchatvat. How can you negate prarabdha if you ask? Deha also included in prapancha. Dehasyapi prapanchatvat. Anatma, whole prapancha is anatma. What about your body? Anatma. Whole prapancha is nothing but prakarshena pancha vidaha prapanchaha. That universe which is the modification of five elements. Prakarshena pancha vidaha. Akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi. Five elements. The five gross elements, once they have got grossification, panchikaranam, this sthula sushma sariram have come. Therefore, this body is also non-separate from prapancha. Prakarshena panchavidaha. Body is also prapancham. It is a small prapancha. Made out of what? Akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi. This body is also made out of five elements. Never forget this fact when you are looking at dressing table mirror. Full size mirror you are seeing. Aha, how beautiful I am. What beautiful. Five elements in different form, that's all. Five elements are in different format. Akasha, vayu, agni. Nammave mudiyile swamini. Panchabhuta budal. Words we give lip movement. When you look at the mirror applying powder, I am applying powder to whom? Five elements, that's all. I am bathing, no? Five elements in the form, no? They are like that. Are you wearing gold or chain? I am wearing, that's students are very intelligent. I am wearing chain gold. Very good. That is correct. Golden chain. You are wearing only gold, not chain. Okay. Because there is no chain at all. Similarly, here also, this body is nothing but five elements. I am none other than Brahman. Matter alone, the modification, vikara. Prakriti vikaraha, shariram. தேகஸ்ய அபி ஈவன் பாடி ஆல்சோ பிரபஞ்சத்வாத் இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பிரகர்ஷேன பஞ்சவிதா ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் மாடிஃபிகேஷன் பிராரப்த அவஸ்திதி குதஹ ஹவு கேன் ஆகாஷ கேன் ஹாவ் பிராரப்த ஹவு கேன் வாட்டர் ஹாவ் பிராரப்த ஹவு கேன் த ஃபயர் டெம்பரேச்சர் இன் த பாடி ஹாவ் பிராரப்த ஹவு கேன் த பாடி மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப் பிருத்வி ஹாஸ் காட் பிராரப்த இப்பதான் புரியுது சுவாமினி என்ன பாடி இஸ் மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் which element has got prarabdha tell me now can you say akasha has got prarabdha because akasha body existing in the akasha space body is nothing but full of water content remove water body out remove air body out remove fire body out so everything if you remove body out because now tell me which in element has got prarabdha all the elements put together body which element has got prarabdha na impossible that is what he says prarabdha avasthitihi kutah how prarabdha is there to this five elements conglomeration assemblage body it is impossible then what is this prarabdha since you are in ajnana you are thinking you have prarabdha therefore upanishad is using the word prarabdha until you get knowledge tharo gnanam prarabdha word use the word is used but there is no real prarabdha akkam mammum la madri why mother use the word mammum saapadriya mammum saapadriya and after 20 years 50 years mammum saapadriyane no mother will ask why the son or daughter knows it's not mammum it is only bhojanam saapadu rice adu maadhiri once you get the knowledge I am brahman you look at your past you will smile you laugh at your thinking previous thinking I was thinking I have a prarabdha What a funny thing. நம்ம பார்த்து நம்மவே சிரிக்கிறோம் நம்ம பாஸ்ட் லைஃப்னு ஞானிக்கு கூட பாஸ்ட் லைஃப் வந்து ஒரு சிரிப்பு தான் அதுதான் குதஹ அஸ்தி குதஹ பிராரப்த அவஸ்திதி அவஸ்திதி மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிராரப்தா ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் டெல் மீ குச்சி பார்ட் ஆஃப் த பாடி இஸ் ஹேவிங் பிராரப்த ஃபிளஷா blood is having prarabdha bones they are having prarabdha aur ahankara is having prarabdha which one you don't know but just like that you are using the word without knowing anything understand so many people talk without knowing anything that's why this aparokshanubhuti commentary is there vidyaranya commentary beautiful commentary this shankaracharya wrote for this tippani footnote or small commentary written by vidyaranya he writes beautifully commentary on this tamevam dhiraha vignaya prajnam kurvita brahmanah nanu dhyayat bahun shabdan vacho viglapanam hi tat After knowing Brahman, I am Brahman, don't go to this karma kanda, that upasana kanda, don't do all those things. Once you are a Brahman, why you are so particular, so sentimental for all this karma kanda, upasana kanda, still you are giving reality to that. Therefore, don't go to that. Dhiraha na gacchati. Viveki understands This comes in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Prajnam kurvita brahmanaha. Brahmanaha means here, Brahma bhavitum ichchuhu brahmanaha. The one who is desirous of becoming Brahman. I want to become Brahman. Later he comes to know, I cannot become Brahman. I recognize I am Brahman. Therefore, what he has to do? விக்லாபனம், தட் இஸ் வேஸ்ட். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கோ ஆன் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் திஸ் அண்ட் தட் கர்ம காண்டா உபாசனா காண்டா ஆல் பகூன் சப்தான் வாச்சா, அண்டே தட் மீன்ஸ் த்வைத சாஸ்திராணி. That shastra which talks about dvaitam duality, don't go towards that. After coming to Vedanta class, still people are hanging over to dvaita shastrani, which is shastram karma kanda upasana kanda talking about dvaitam. Why you are still dhiraha viglapanam nar, that don't waste your energy in சாஸ்திர த்வைத சாஸ்திர விக்லாபனம் தத். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 98. சீயந்தே சாஸ்ய கர்மாணி தஸ்மின் த்ருஷ்டே பராவரே பஹுத்வம் தன்னிஷேதார்த்தம் ஸ்ருத்யாகீதம் சயத்புடம். நவ சங்கராச்சாரியா கிவ்ஸ் ஸ்ருதி பிரமாணம் முண்டகோபனிஷத். சித்யந்தே ஹ்ருதய கிரந்தி, சித்யந்தே சர்வசம்சயாஹ, சீயந்தே சாஸ்ய கர்மாணி தஸ்மின் த்ருஷ்டே பராவரே. செகண்ட் லைன் ஹி கிவ்ஸ், செகண்ட் லைன் ஆஃப் முண்டகா 228, செகண்ட் சாப்டர், தட் மீன்ஸ் செகண்ட் முண்டகா, செகண்ட் செக்ஷன், 8th மந்த்ரா. ஹி கிவ்ஸ் த செகண்ட் லைன், ஹி கிவ்ஸ் அஸ்ய கர்மாணி, அஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் அஸ்ய ஜீவஸ்ய, அஸ்ய புருஷஸ்ய, தீவிர முமுக்ஷு, த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்டடியிங் சாஸ்திரா, அஸ்ய கர்மாணி க்ஷீயந்தே. ஹியர் கர்மாணி இஸ் plural number. Karma, karman shabdaha, nakarantaha, napumsakalingaha, karman shabdaha, karma, karmani. Two only karmas are there. If prarabdham is not there, sanchita, agami alone, both are there. Shastra need not use plural. In English only dual number is there. Plural means dual number. There is no dual number in English grammar. Singular, plural, no dual. But in Sanskrit, singular, dual, plural. One karma, two karmas, three karmas. Here Shankaracharya, that means Mundaka Upanishad is using plural, karmani. Plural means what? More than two. According to Sanskrit grammar, plural means, bahuvachana means more than two. பகுவச்சனம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் த்விவச்சனம். இன் இங்கிலீஷ் ஏகவச்சனம் த்விவச்சனம் ஓன்லி, தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ப்ளூரல். த்விவச்சனமே பகுவச்சனம் இன் இங்கிலீஷ். சான்ஸ்கிரிட்ல த்விவச்சனம் வேறு, பகுவச்சனம் வேறு. த்விவச்சனம் என்ன? ரெண்டு கர்மா. பகுவச்சனம் என்ன? ரெண்டு மேலே. ரெண்டு மேலே என்ன அர்த்தம்? மூணு கர்மா, சஞ்சித ஆகாமி பிராரப்த. தட் இஸ் வை உபனிஷத் இஸ் யூசிங் பிராரப்தம் அப்படி க்ஷீயந்தே. What a quotation Acharya brings, you see. That is called brilliance. Correct. He brings here, Chiyante Asya. Chiyante means they are all destroyed. Karmani. Karmani along with Prarabdha. Not only Sanchita, not only Agami, including Prarabdha, because plural number is used here. Then prarabdha, jnani exhausting, jnani exhausting means what is this? Chiyante prarabdha. How can you say? That means prarabdha karma is falsified. I am not karta, I am not bhokta. Then how can there be a phalam, prarabdha phalam for me, karma phalam? How is it possible? It is not possible. I am Shuddha Atma Swarupam. It cannot have touched with Prarabdha Karma. Prarabdha Karma is only on your lip movement, you know, lip service, that is. there is no prarabdha karma at all, really speaking. It cannot be there. Impossible. Prarabdha karma cannot be there. Because sukshma shariram also mithya. Swami, sula shariram mithya, okay. Sukshma shariram satyamo. Sukshma shariram is also made out of what? 5 elements only. Therefore, that is also sukshma deham also prapanchasya eva. It is also a part of prapancha. Sukshma shariram also mithya. Therefore, prarabdha cannot be real. Asya karmani kshiyante. When this is possible? When prarabdha can be falsified? Tasmin drishte paravare. When that person understands para avare, nirgunam brahma and sagunam brahma. Ishvara has given me this janma, so I am exhausting prarabdha. That sagunam you have understood. Later you have understood what? Nirgunam brahma. Paravare tasmin. Drishte means gnate. Drishte means gnate. When one understands Param Brahman in its saguna form and nirguna form. Saguna is only maya tattvam, along associated with maya. What is real nature of Brahman? Nirgunam, para avare, para avare. So doubtless knowledge, ityarthaha. Drishte means doubtless knowledge about nirgunam Brahma. Saguna Ishvara Upasana also I do. Shakti Upasana, Jnana Shakti, Ichcha Shakti, all Shakti Upasana, Navaratris also I perform and I eat daily prasadam. At the same time, this sagunam is only Vyavaharika Satyam. Kulu and Kulu, daily puja, Deeparadhana, prasadam, everything Vyavaharika Satyam or Paramarthika Satyam? Vyavaharika Satyam, Avaram. Aparaprakriti. Paramarthika satyam, that aparaprakriti which is unreal must have one substratum. Real para prakriti called purushaha, Brahman. Bahutvam tan nishedartham. Bahutvam means that karmani bahuvachanam. Bahutvam karmani bahuvachanam. What for Upanishad has used in Tan nishedartham. Tan nishedartham means tatu means here prarabdha karma nishedartham. Prarabdha karma nishedartham eva. Therefore, while living also, really speaking, Jnani knows I don't have prarabdha at all. Jnani knows. Adu or fun or joke. Enakku prarabdhama. Prarabdhamavadu, eerabdhamavadu. Enakku onnume kedaiyadhu. ஜானி நோஸ் இதெல்லாம் அஜானிக்காக சொல்றோம். ஸ்ருத்யா கீதம் சயத் ஸ்புடம். ஸ்ருத்யா கீதம், ஸ்ருதி இஸ் சிங்கிங். கீதம் என்ன, பிள்ளார் கீதமா, ராக கீதமா, என்ன கீதம் என்ன? ஆனந்தமா ஸ்ருதி சொல்றது என்ன? பிராரப்தமே கிடையாதப்பா. முண்டகோபனிஷத்து கீதம் ஸ்புடம் கிளியர்லி உபனிஷத் யூஸ் த பகுவச்சனம் including prarabdha. This wise person destroys sanchita agami prarabdha. So prarabdha papam, gnani also has got prarabdha papam, he also exhausting pain, body pain and all. Prarabdhatki body pain ki sambandhame kadaiyadu. The body is matter, it has to disintegrate one day or other, so it will disintegrate. That's why that Upanishad Tattva Bodha Visa, Jnani never bother whether where to leave the body. Kashimva, Swapache Grahava, Gruheva. Where I am going to die? People are hanging over to Kashi and Puri. In the Puri you go there, all old people are there. No? I want to die here, I want to die here. Yeah? In the Kashi, Puri, Jagannath, all these Punyakshetras, people are all sitting near there only. They eat temple prasadam, eating. No, after going there, pranam is not going. Because of Daiva Sannidhi, that body also want to survive more time. அது மாதிரி பீப்புள் வரி அபவுட் வேர் டுடே நட்சத்திரம் திதி. அவரும் நல்லா பார்த்துட்டு கரெக்டா ஏகாதசி நாள் போனாரு, இதெல்லாம் சொல்றான். அவர் எல்லாம் பார்த்துட்டு போனாரா? யாரும் உனக்கு சொன்னார பார்த்துட்டு பிறந்தாரு. பாருங்க அந்த ஆன்மா கரெக்ட், அந்த டைம் நட்சத்திரம் ஜாதகம் இதெல்லாம் உன்னுடைய அஜ்ஞானம் கதப்பா போதும் சொல்றாரு. பகுத்வம் தன் நிஷேதார்த்தம் ஸ்ருத்யா கீதம் எது ஸ்புடம். இந்த முண்டகோபன் சேர்த்து கிளியர்லி டெல்லிங் த்ரீ கர்மாஸ் க்ஷீயந்தே. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம் உச்சதே அக்னைர் பலாச்சைதே தடானர்த்தத்வயாகமஹ வேதாந்த மதஹானஞ்ச யதோ ஜ்ஞானமிதி ஸ்ருதிஹ. In spite of this much teaching, there are people very powerful and they are holding strongly to that prarabdha. I can't rely upon Swamiji's words or Swamini's words or Shankaracharya said or some Acharya said. How can I deny prarabdha karma? Therefore, some people hold on to prarabdha. As long as they are sitting in the class, they nod the head after going out. அதெல்லாம் நமக்கு இல்லப்பா, அவங்களுக்கு தான் எல்லாமே. நமக்கு எல்லாம் கிடையாது, நமக்கு எல்லாம் பிராரப்தம் உண்டு. இந்த பிராரப்தம் இப்பவே போகட்டும், இது கூட போகட்டுமா, இந்த பிராரப்தம் இப்படியே போகட்டும். ஏதோ தெரிஞ்சின மாதிரி பார்த்தின மாதிரி அழகா சொல்லுவான். ஈவன் டீச்சர் டீச்சிங் சாஸ்திரம் ஒன்லி they never rely upon shastra, they hold on to their own misconception so strongly. Look into the shloka. Acharya is telling etat agnehi balat uchyate balat etat etat means this prarabdha karma is satyam, it is real. Agnehi by ignorant people, by ignorant people means filtered mind, filtered minds in artha. They filter the teaching. When guru is teaching, what are all comfortable for them, favorable to them, they take. Romba nanna irukku swami ni class iniki na avangalukku pidichina point vanda they like it. If their intellect will not accept anna, they are silent, silent a irupa. Balat உச்சதே அக்னைஹி ஃபோர்ஸபிளி ஸ்ட்ராங்லி பலாத் உச்சதே. உச்சதே அண்டே தே ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு, தே டாக் அபவுட். இஃப் தே டாக் அபவுட் திஸ் பிராரப்தா, இஃப் தே ஆக்செப்ட் பிராரப்தா, வாட் இஸ் த கான்சிக்வன்ஸ்? தேர் ஆர் த்ரீ தோஷாஸ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன்லோ தோஷத்வயம் அனர்த்தத்வய ஆகமஹ. அனர்த்தத்வய ஆகமஹம் மீன்ஸ் என் அட்வர்ஸ் கான்சிக்வன்சஸ் டு. ஆகமஹ மீன்ஸ் வில் அரைவ். டூ அட்வர்ஸ் கான்சிக்வன்சஸ் வில் கம் டு இஃப் யூ ஆக்செப்ட் தி பிராரப்தா. தென் தேர்ட் கான்சிக்வன்ஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் இன் த செகண்ட் லைன். வாட் ஆர் த டூ ஹி வோன்ட் கிவ்? தட்ஸ் வாட் கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் டஸ் தட் ஜாப். ஓகே. வேதாந்தம் வேதாந்தம் மதஹானம் ச, திஸ் இஸ் த தேர்ட் அட்வர்ஸ் கான்சிக்வன்ஸ். யதஹ ஜ்ஞானம் இதி ஸ்ருதிஹி. நவ் வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் கான்சிக்வன்சஸ்? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் சங்கராச்சாரிய ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன்ல த்வய அனர்த்தத்வயம். அனர்த்தம் மீன்ஸ் அட்வர்ஸ், நெகட்டிவ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அட்வர்ஸ் இஸ் இஃப் பிராரப்தா இஃப் யூ ஆக்செப்ட். Prarabdha is there, that means prarabdham is not mithya an artham. Prarabdham is satyam. The one who is accepting prarabdha, for him prarabdha is not mithya, prarabdha is satyam. Prarabdha is not mithya, prarabdha is satyam. Then prarabdha, mithya prarabdha can be negated by knowledge. Mithya prarabdha can be negated by whatever mithya will be negated by knowledge. Whatever is mithya can be negated by knowledge. That means what? This jnanam, atma jnanam, cannot negate prarabdha. Why? According to him, prarabdha is satyam. Your jnanam can negate only mithya. Since prarabdham is satyam, your jnanam, atma jnanam, cannot destroy satya prarabdham. For your adverse consequence, your atma jnanam, what you are talking, advaita jnanam cannot, non-dual Brahman alone is there, satyam brahma, jagan mithya. This advaita jnanam cannot destroy prarabdha. According to him, the one who is holding on to that prarabdha as real, your atma jnanam cannot destroy the prarabdha. Your atma jnanam destroy only what? Mithya. If it is mithya only, it can destroy. If the light when you switch on, unreal snake will go away or real snake will go? Mithya snake goes or real snake goes? Satya sarpam or mithya sarpam? Light potta udane mithya sarpam da pohum. Real sarpam? Usnu kittu varum. Mithya sarpam only can go. Adhu maadhiri your advaita jnanam, atma jnanam, when it comes, mithya prarabdham only it can destroy. According to me, prarabdha is satyam. Therefore, your advaita jnanam cannot destroy the satya prarabdha. What is the consequence? Advaita hanihi. Appo prarabdham or satyam? Advaitam brahma? Advaitam brahma nu solla mudiyadhu. Brahma, another entity. So one prarabdha, real entity. Another brahma, another real entity. Comes what? Dvaitam. Advaita hanihi. Dosha number one. Advaita hanihi. If prarabdha is satyam, Brahman is one satyam, prarabdha is another satyam. Rendu vanda chappa, retta alai. Retta alai madri, rendu vanda che, dvaitam has come, dvaita apattihi, advaita hanihi. If prarabdham is satyam, anartha agamaha. Second dosha is, prarabdha satyatvam itself is anartham. Anartham number one. Prarabdha satyatvam itself is anartham. Advaita hanihi is another anartham. Then third anartham, Vedanta matahanam. Shastra anarthakyam. Anirmoksha prasangaha ityarthaha. Mokshame varaduppa. Dvaita apattihi, advaita hanihi means anirmoksha prasangaha. Shastra become redundant. Vedanta matam, Vedantic teaching become redundant. What Vedanta is talking? Ekameva dvitiyam. Only one Brahman is there. Now you are telling prarabdham is also there. Then Shastra teaching becomes redundant. Shastra anarthakyam, anirmoksha prasangaha. Prarabdha satyatvadvara advaita hanihi. Ella dosham, anartham. Puriyadho anartham. Anartham purinjada, and the danger theriyum. Prarabdha satyam ani sonnalo, you cannot have a right to hold Shastra in your hand. Swamini, prarabdham is satyam. Na aprokshan bhuti padikirena. You have no qualification to study an aprokshan bhuti. Let us see how prarabdham is unreal. You have to analyze. That much only. But you should not come to conclusion prarabdham is satyam. Prarabdham is satyam for some people. Prarabdham is not satyam for some people. Okay. If you don't understand, that is your problem. Not Shastra's problem. This is called anarthadvaya adamaha vedanta matahanam. All this happens. So if prarabdha is satyam, dvaita problem comes. Vedanta vijnanam, what shastra says, Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha. Sunishchitartha Vedanta dvara. But Vedanta says prarabdha is nil. That's why people don't accept wholeheartedly. They accept wholeheartedly, another whole. H-O-L-E, wholeheartedly, they accept Shastra, not W-H-O-L-E. Okay, next shloka. Now with this, prarabdha topic is over. Still you are having problem not accepting prarabdha is mithya. Therefore, may you practice nididhyasanam properly. Shravanam is enough for Uttamadhikari. Mananam, reflection. Ajnana nivrityartham shravanam. Atma ajnana nivrityartham shravanam. Samshaya nivrityartham, samshaya nivaranartham mananam. Still, there is some doubt in your mind, or you have not assimilated. Consumed food cannot give strength. Assimilated food only gives strength. Consumed shastra cannot give firm knowledge, conviction. Assimilated knowledge only give conviction. Prarabdha is not there at all. That conviction should come. Therefore, do nididhyasanam. I will give 15 steps program, 15 points program. In 100 onwards, Shankaracharya starting a different topic, nididhyasana topic for manda madhyama adhikaris. Tripanchanganyatho vakshe purvoktasya hi labdhaye taischa sarvai sada karyam nididhyasanamevatu. Tripanchangani. Atha means now. Now I am going to give sadhanas to assimilate or to internalize the shravanam and mananam, whatever you have received the teaching. Purvoktasya labdhaye. Purvokta means the student has gone to a guru and studied Shastra, Vedanta, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Prakarna Grandhas, Shravanam done for a length of time. Mananam also, Samshaya Nivritti also has taken place, but assimilation has not yet come. Purvoktasya labdhaye. That Shravanam, doubtful knowledge is not a knowledge. Unassimilated knowledge is not a knowledge. That is only a paroksha jnanam. Assimilated knowledge alone is called aparoksha jnanam. That purvoktasya shravana prayojana labdhaye. Whatever you have registered, retained, now you have to assimilate that. For that prapti, purvoktasya hi labdhaye. That what you have studied must not go futile. They must be useful for you. Labdhaye, that phalam should be there. Therefore, what shall I give? Tripanchangani vakshe. I shall give tripanchangani. Na panchangam illa, tripanchangani. Here, tri gunitani pancha. Three into five anartham. Trigunitani pancha. 3 into 5. Calculator venuma? 3 into 5 15. 3 dasha pancha. That is what he says. Panchangani. Tripanchangani. Trigunitani pancha. Pancha dashangani. Ashtangani. Now I am including some more. There are only 8. I am adding 7. Therefore total it becomes 8, 15. That I am going to give. For what purpose? Nididhyasana purpose I am giving. Taihi by those 15 steps, 15 limbed yoga I am going to give, not 8 limbed yoga. I am going to a different type of yoga. There is a little difference between Ashtanga yoga. I am going to give different yoga. Sada karyam, one has to practice sada all the time. Karyam, practice to be done. Tripanchangani karyam. Nididhyasanam evatu, that is only the nididhyasanam. That is for nididhyasana sadhanam. In the previous 99th sloka, I left one word. Second line, second half. Yataha jnanam iti shrutihu. Vedanta matahanam. Vedanta will become redundant. What Shruti says actually, jnanayenevatu kaivalyam. Through jnanam only, yataha Shruti says, through jnanam only you can falsify everything. Without jnanam you cannot get knowledge. Without jnanam you cannot get moksha. Without jnanam you cannot get knowledge. Without jnanam you cannot get moksha. That's all. Jnanam iti shruti hi. Yataha jnanam iti, jnanam dwara eva you can falsify everything. That is the meaning of 99th sloka, second line, second half. So in this sloka onward, from 100th sloka, 15 points program until almost last, he is going to give all these practices. Very interesting, very important also. We'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.